Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Tomorrow, I will be in federal court on behalf of Chief Justice Roy Moore of the Alabama Supreme Court. We are challenging in the federal court this automatic removal provision with regards to removing judges that have a complaint filed against them. The following week, on August the 8th, I'll be in the state court. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, tomorrow is a big day, August the 4th, and then following that, August the 8th, is another big day. Tomorrow, I'll be in the federal court where we challenge this provision that Alabama has. It's very unique. It's the only place in the country where if a judge, no matter what level of judge, and no matter how bogus the charge, is charged by this judicial inquiry committee or commission, they are automatically removed from their office without even being able to defend themselves. And their defense could last for a year, 2 years, who knows how long, but they're removed from office during the pendency. So we are challenging that under the federal constitution. That's one of our challenges. The next week, we're going to be in state court challenging the charges that were leveled against him by the JIC.
Yeah, and this is something, you know, in this age of lawlessness that we live in, groups like radical leftist groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, which filed a complaint, like the JIC, this is called lawfare. They abuse the judicial system in order to try to achieve political gains. So someone like Chief Justice Roy Moore, who stands firmly for the rule of law, who takes very seriously his position and his constitutional duty as Chief Justice, he's attacked. He's challenged in through this lawfare, this abuse of the judicial system, in order to try to punish him and get rid of him. So we need to be praying for you, certainly tomorrow, as you'll be in court, Matt, that justice would prevail.
You know, I'm not an attorney, but I always thought that it was constitutional that you're innocent until proven guilty. It sounds like the has been swapped here for Judge Moore.
That's exactly right. I mean, and that's the astute observation here, because that's exactly what the issue is here.
Did that happen?
And we're not in a situation where it's a felony. You know, you're charged with a felony. Now, if you're charged with a crime, a felony, that's a different situation. There are two provisions, for example, within this automatic removal. One is that if you're charged with a felony, you're automatically removed pending the process, which, you know, that's more understandable.
Right.
But the other provision is if you're charged with anything by the JIC, you're automatically removed. Now, the Judicial Inquiry Commission, to show how politically motivated it was, is they got the complaint from the radical left Southern Poverty Law Center, and they complained regarding a January 2016 administrative order that he issued. And it was a truism. He just simply said the 2015 orders of the Alabama Supreme Court, they remain in effect, and the Alabama Supreme Court is reviewing them, and a decision will come forth in the near future, which in fact happened. So he didn't change anything. He didn't change the status quo. He didn't order anything. He just gave a truism to the probate judges who were inquiring as to why the Alabama Supreme Court was taking so long to issue its opinion. So they filed the complaint, and then the JIC files the charge, and then the JIC goes out to the former legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center to hire that person to prosecute the Chief Justice.
But he did nothing wrong.
He did nothing wrong.
Absurd.
He did nothing wrong. But then you get a complaint from the SPLC, and they hire a former legal director of the SPLC.
They don't even try to hide the conflict anymore. This is the textbook case, you know, under the definition witch hunt in the dictionary, is the Southern Poverty Law Center and the JIC.
Yeah, and so what happens, they know that they've got these people on that are ideologically aligned with them in the JIC, they can file a complaint, the JIC can file a charge, and then that person's automatically removed. So a prime target is Chief Justice Roy Moore because of his conservative jurisprudence. He believes that the Constitution says what it says, and you ought to follow it and not invent new law.
So the process is the punishment.
The process is the punishment. So he gets then this charge, and he's automatically removed. He's completely, his computer's taken away. His secretary is reassigned.
Locked out of his office.
His law clerks are reassigned. He's locked out of the office. He can't even go to the third floor of the Alabama Supreme Court. It's
unbelievable. For doing nothing wrong.
For doing nothing wrong. Now, also, the SPLC has filed a complaint against another associate justice, Tom Parker. And what did he do? Well, after the Supreme Court of the United States 5-4 opinion, he speaks on a radio program and he criticizes the logic of the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling. And for that, they filed the complaint. Now, the JIC has not yet filed the charge. We have also filed a federal lawsuit on his behalf asking the same thing, strike down this automatic renewal removal provision. Because if they remove him, if they charge him, he's also removed. That would be two justices. What they're trying to do is remove the conservative justices from the Alabama Supreme Court, and they know how to do this through the Judicial Inquiry Commission. That's why it's so important that we get this thing struck down as unconstitutional. Next week, we'll be in court to argue in the state court provision regarding the merits of the actual charges, or lack thereof, I should say, of those original charges.
So opportunity for all of us to be praying, for sure.
Yeah, pray for Chief Justice Roy Moore, pray for me and for our legal team as we have been working throughout the summer. Lots and lots and hundreds of pages of information we have put together and written. And it is so frustrating when you see, Matt, as you use the term lawfare, where someone abuses the law, abuses the system, or a governmental agency. And it's the process that's the punishment.
Yeah.
We, I believe, no question, will win because he didn't do anything wrong. But
well,
at the same time, he's been removed from office for several months.
Well, this is just another example of, you know, recently there was the WikiLeaks incident where with DNC email showing that the fix was in from the very beginning with the primary election for the Democrats, and that Bernie Sanders was never had a chance. It didn't matter who people voted for. Hillary was going getting an ordination, Hillary Clinton. And so the cynicism that we see rampant across the country with the system right now is grounded in reality, because the system is being abused constantly. And this case with Justice Roy Moore is just a microcosm for the larger corruption that we see deeply ingrained in our legal system, in our legislative system, in the election process. It's all just part and parcel of this culture of corruption that we see rampant in the United States today.
You know, it gives you a new perspective on what the black community experienced back in the 60s, the 50s, and so forth, and before that, what led up to the civil rights movement, where they felt they couldn't get justice before the courts, where if they went to the lawmakers, it may be some of the local law officials were actually members of the KKK, and they couldn't get justice there. And what that ultimately does, it creates a pressure cooker. When the system becomes so corrupt, the people lose faith in the system. And I think that's what you have begun to see in this whole political process. People are losing faith in the system. You should not have, I mean, it's just common sense. If someone gets a complaint from a public interest organization like the SPLC, you don't hire somebody from that public interest organization to prosecute the complaint that the public interest organization filed. The only reason you would do that is because you're politically biased. This has been a political witch hunt from the very beginning. So keep the Chief Justice in prayer, because if they remove him, and on the law, on the facts, you know, we have him completely on our side. But if you're working in a system that doesn't care what the law
it's
is,
corrupt,
doesn't
huh?
care what the facts are, then you have a corrupt system.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, learn more about this case, how you can become a partner with Liberty Counsel. Pray for this case tomorrow, and then for next week, August the 8th, I'll be back in court in Alabama. Pray for ultimate victory, and pray that the Chief Justice can be back on the bench in the near future. Support Liberty Counsel with your prayers and your financial contributions. You can do that at lc.org. We have some great resources there available for you. We have Matt Barber's brand new book called Hating Jesus, The American Left's War on Christianity. I encourage you to get that. It's right there on our bookstore at lc.org. Hating Jesus, The American Left's War on Christianity. We also have some other great resources there, our Patriot Handbook series. We have the Muslim Brotherhood, Allah's Agents of Conquest, a fascinating and very informative booklet you'll want to get, plus many others that are available on the Liberty Counsel website. Stand up for faith and freedom. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.